Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 24th of March 2024. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Peter VK7TPE, 7.140 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, 14130 by Gary VK7JGD, and 28525 by Dale VK7Delta Golf. UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area by Mark VK7FMAC, and you can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB 24 in Southern Tasmania. And we start today with some sad news. Silent Key, Cedric Lockley, VK7 Charlie Lima. It's my sad duty to inform you of the passing of Cedric Lockley, VK7CL, last Monday, the 18th of March 2024. Cedric was someone who was never short of a story or three, and many Wison meetings started with a story. His huge experience included a stint as a secondary teacher of maths and science, who influenced and taught many, many students. Cedric was quietly chuffed when some of those students would seek him out and introduce themselves in later life. He was a lapidiatrist who cut, faced and polished opals and other gemstones and then sold them on, and there were many stories of his trips to Cooper Pedy and Lightning Ridge to wheel and deal with the shifty miners. Cedric and Justin, VK7TW, shared a passion for geology and shared many stories about some of the more interesting UTAS lecturers of earth science and the friendships we struck with them. Cedric was a racing yacht navigator of some repute and completed the Sydney Hobart yacht race 8 times, and everyone knew Cedric at the Royal Yacht Club of Tasmania. And in fact, in recent years, you could have heard Cedric on the race radio from RYCT radio room during the race. He came into amateur radio later and appears in the call book around 2010, and was a regular on the Sewing Circle net, and for quite a while was the net controller. He was a fixture at the Meet the Voice events and took out the Sewing Circle trophy in 2019 as the most loquacious amateur in VK7, and some would say a long overdue award. His other interests included computers, and for a long time he helped out at schools fixing up various computer problems. Cedric was also a legendary fixture and long-term president of Wison Tas South, and was a formidable equine endurance-based radio controller that checkpoints would call into, and there was always a friendly voice at the other end ready to take their rider numbers and times. Our sincerest condolences to Janet and the family, and we will really miss hearing Cedric's voice on the air and in person. Cedric's big heart unfortunately let him down. Vale Cedric, VK7CL. And that comes from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW, Chris, VK7CDW, and Gary, VK7JGD. And contest news, the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest. And thanks to all who operated in the field day, and logs are due by midnight on the 7th of April 2024. For more information, take a look at the link on the email edition of the broadcast, and 73 from the WIA Contest Committee. And Tassie Ham Conference, save the date. Friday the 1st, Saturday the 2nd, and Sunday the 3rd of November are the dates for the next Tassie Ham Conference. After a very successful 2022 event and a fantastic feedback we received from the event, we're holding the next one on the first weekend in November in 2024. The event will be slightly different format, with 1.5 days of presentation activities and fun, and we're not going to hold a ham expo on the Sunday, and finish up proceedings around lunchtime on Sunday to enable our interstate and overseas attendees to fly drive back home. Reist will again be holding a special social evening and barbecue at the Reist Club Rooms located at the top of the Queen's Domain on the Friday evening. Saturday the 2nd and 3rd of November will be an amateur radio conference with a full program of presentations, activities and fun. And the location will again be the University of Tasmania Sandy Bay campus. Watch the conference website for details of the presentations and details as they come to hand. And our previous VK7 Ham conference presentations are available on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel playlist. There will also be many wonderful and impressive raffle prizes that will be drawn across the weekend. 73 from the Tassie Ham Conference Organising Committee. And statewide news, the QSL update report from Herman VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And if you live near another amateur and can collect and deliver their cards to their QTH, that would be a huge help, so let Herman know if you can help. Herman received another package of QSL cards in the mail a few days ago, and the updated list of cards held as at the 15th of March 2024 is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is herman@ozemail.com.au. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And statewide news, Thursday night SSTV net. Another quiet net night that saw the following participants: VK7s, TW, DMH, EV, ZAB, OO and ZSB, all sharing about 30 photos. The various subjects were an old London double-decker bus, the wind-powered grain mill at Oatlands, a cruise on the Gordon River, a bee with a tiny telemetry package, contesting in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, a set-up on a quiet beach without people or electrical noise, the Popular Science monthly magazine featuring propeller-powered cars, a series of homemade propeller-powered cars, one of the cigar box guitars shown on a recent Reist DATV Experimenter's Night, the stepper motor and drive system to the variable capacitor on a HF magnetic loop antenna, a newly constructed transmitter for the 630 metre band, a helicopter landing on the Royal Hobart Hospital, an old PMG telecom TV and audio operations centre, and the White Alice Communication System, or WACS. This was a telecommunication network of 80 radio stations constructed in Alaska during the Cold War. It used tropospheric scatter at 900 MHz for over-the-horizon links and microwave links for line of sight. The system typically used a 10 kilowatt transmitter and two 17 meter reflectors. And 73 from a cat not sure how to drink from a bowl. Remember Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK7OOs, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you miss the net, there are archives of all SSTV nets. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on the NTARC website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. The theme for next week's net is test equipment. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. And the next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 6th of April 2024 at the usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held, and members are encouraged to bring items of show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and we have tea and coffee, etc. available for members and guests, and visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meetings. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of NWTARC. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group, and the Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, while I have your attention, I have a reminder. There will be no coffee mornings this Friday, the 29th of March, at the NTARC Club Rooms, and this is due to the Easter break. Now that's out of the way, there are two carryover items from the recent Wednesday evening club technical night, and it's actually a combination of two items from different time periods about 40 years apart. Firstly, the not really old but quite heavy, and secondly, its newer, lighter equipment. I will let Idris VK7ZIR explain the rationale behind the arrival of a parcel at his front door a couple of days ago and the displaying of both items of equipment on the club table recently. Over to Idris. End quote. The time had come for me to look around for a better RF signal generator, as my current instrument could not reach the higher frequency bands I was interested in. The Rode & Schwartz SMS 302.4012.25 had served me well. Built in the 1980s, but had too many limitations. A major one being size and weight. At 12 kilograms, it was a lump to carry round. The infrastructure consisted of a large number of plug-in cards, which had needed the connectors cleaning and reseating on occasions when strange effects started happening. So, after much research into what was available at the time with the features I wanted and what it was going to cost, I settled on a Rigol DSG-821 RF signal generator with an upper limit of 2.1 GHz and most of the features I wanted. A much smaller form factor and only 4 kilograms meant less bench space and much lighter weight. With a large LCD display and easy menus, it was a joy to use, and the signal stability was superb. But the thing that struck me the most was the giant strides that test equipment have made in ergonomics, construction, and accuracy since the era of my previous instrument. Watching a video subjecting one of these instruments to a teardown with critical inspection further influenced my choice. The construction of a completely sealed RF deck with surface mount devices was a wonder to behold. Such was my satisfaction with the purchase, and the above-forementioned amazing advances in technology inspired me to put fingers to keyboard. I can only recommend the current crop of compact instruments and similar quality for amateur radio purposes. The old R&S has been retired to lighter duties in the club workshop. Unquote. Thank you, Idris. Hopefully, once you get a chance to familiarise yourself fully with the newest purchase, you will bring it back to for a far more comprehensive demonstration of its capabilities. This new crop of equipment certainly has a smaller footprint on the workbench while increasing the overall performance and functionality. It is indeed a very capable instrument. Over the years, some of us have been fortunate enough to work with this Rode & Schwartz SMS-302 signal generator, plus equipment of similar high calibre. But it was a bit of a shock lifting one again. It was much heavier than I remembered, or maybe I was just not as strong as back in the 80s hi-hi. I believe the club's electronic workshop is lucky enough to be the benefactor of Idris's retiring Rode & Schwartz. Retired maybe, but still fully functional and needed. Thank you, Idris. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Up-and-coming events, the Testnet and Technet sessions every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 to 7.30pm, and the Technet on 3.567 MHz from 7.30pm until around 8.30pm. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7, a Whiskey Whiskey, And another reminder, no coffee mornings this Friday. It is a Good Friday. Clubroom Technical Night Sessions. The next session will be Wednesday the 27th of March and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. running through until 10 p.m. at the Clubroom's Archer Street, Rochalie. Club General Meetings, Saturday the 13th of April at 2 p.m. held at the Entark Clubroom's Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have any items that you would like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@entark.net no later than Friday the 12th of April. And finally, a reminder to all members that have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@entark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7, Zulu Sierra Bravo, Secretary Entark Inc. And news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, April presentation. The history of UTC and the Leap Second and REST's April presentation night will be a fascinating presentation by Peter Picorni, VK2EMR. And this will be a humorous presentation about how Universal Coordinated Time, or UTC, came into existence and why we need leap seconds. There will be a very timely update from WRC23 as well. And Peter attended WRC23 with Dale Hughes and is well-versed in the ITU and WRC behemoth, as he has been involved for many years due to his professional maritime background. It will be held on Wednesday night, the 3rd of April 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. And it will also go out on DVB-T, RF and streaming, and via the REST YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night. See you there. 73 from the REST committee. And April special forum, Radio Communications Equine Endurance Events. Ever wondered how going portable in the bush and helping out the Wison crew with radio at equine endurance checkpoints? Well, we're holding a special forum on Wednesday the 10th of April from 7:30 p.m. on everything involved in providing radio safety communications. The forum will be a short presentation on the basics, and then we'll open it up to the floor to anyone to tell us about their experience and ask any questions. If you've been involved with these events in the past, please come along and relate your experience and what you have learned. And the event will be streamed and with the open chat channel, where we will take questions and also go out on DVB-TRF. Wednesday the 10th of April 2024 from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubroom. See you there from the REST and Wison committees. And May presentations save the date. POP Medhurst A7AH, Tasmanian Wireless Pioneer. REST's May presentation night will be a fascinating presentation on a true Tasmanian telegraphy, telephony and wireless pioneer, FW or POP Medhurst, who started his wireless experimentation as A7AH. It will be held on Wednesday night, the 1st of May 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and it will go out on DVB-T RF and via the REST YouTube streaming channel. And this will be a great night. See you there. 73 from the REST committee. And May special forum, the Field Day Operation. You have seen those operators out in the bush or on top of mountains with their antennas, batteries and rigs making contact around the world and thought, I really wish I could do that. The format will be a forum getting everyone together to share their experience, tricks of the trade, epic or not so epic fails, and hints and tips of operating portable and mobile. If you have any experience operating outside your shack, be it a contest, SOTA, POTA, WWFF, VKFF, or Silos, or some other OTA, then please come along and share your experience with the group. Bring along your tricks of the trade and show them off. It will happen on Wednesday the 8th of May from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and the event will be streamed with an open chat channel where we will take questions and go out on DVB-TRF. See you there, 73 from the REST committee. And DATV Experimenters Nights. Well, last Wednesday night, This is VK7 Whiskey India, and you are listening to the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. DATV Experimenters Nights. Last Wednesday night, we had another blast from the past with a highlight segment on the DEC PDP-11 mini computer. We covered the following things: history, architecture, interrupts, instruction sets, and programming. And we took a look at a book that Justin VK7TW found called PDP Programming Fundamentals Training Book, that took the reader through a structured work examples on programming a PDP-11. There was a look at the PDP-11 emulator called the PiDP-11 using a Raspberry Pi from SimH. Sean, VK7WTF, bought along some original DEC storage media, a hard disk platter, and tape reels, an 8-inch double-sided disk. Thank you, Sean. Justin then did a quick update on the Weissen and Reist merger, and an update on our recent presenter, Mars Butfield Addison, who has been named a science superstar of STEM. Justin finished with an update on his 15 to 6 metre magnetic loop antenna and what was under the weatherproofed housing. And this week we have some interesting historical items, magazines, mind-altering substances, magical tricks, and much more. See you in the studio or on the stream, and we stream the nights on the Reist YouTube streaming channel. We also go out on RFDVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night Signal. Look out for VK7OTC. And that's 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 at Tango Whiskey. Training and assessment. Our next Reist training and assessment day is Saturday, the 27th of April. If you would like to book for the next session, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation licensed training videos that can also be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Annette, daily at from 3.640 MHz, commencing from around 6:30 PM ADST. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF RJG from 7:30 PM, and in the North and Northwest VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the South VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz and a CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party followed on the Sunday broadcast. Callbacks on 1296.15 MHz, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, and stations, southern stations, on the even minute. Reist Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist DATV Experimenters Night from around 6 PM with show starting at 7:30 PM in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 to 7:30 PM and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM until about 8:30 PM. NTARC, please, no coffee morning this Friday, the 29th of March. The NTARC club rooms will be closed this coming Friday. NTARC Club Technical Nights, Wednesday the 27th of March, and will commence at 6:30 PM through until 10 PM at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local. The Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX net on 144.190 USB. Northwest SSTV Nights Monday the 25th of March. Hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 PM using VK7RMD 70 centimeter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday of each month. And events. Reist and Entark, April the 3rd, 2024, History of UTC in the Leap Second with Peter Picorni, VK7EMR, from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed into the Rochelle Club Rooms. Reist, April the 10th, Endurance Events, Equine Endurance Events Forum, Wednesday the 10th of April 2024 from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NWTARC, April the 6th, Club Meetings from 1:30 PM at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reist May the 1st, Pop Medhurst, Tasmanian Wireless Pioneer with VK7TW from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Room and streamed. Reist May the 8th, Field Day Forum. Wednesday the 8th of May from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7PD, repeaters Reist, Entark and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, JH and DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5, and Reflector, D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7, and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARNews, all one word, @gmail.com. And further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 and stay safe. From Justin, VK7. Tangled Whiskers.